Sailing By. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 15th of February. There are warnings of gales in Southwarts-Era, Fisher, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New lows expected Biscay 1008 and Trafalgar 1003 by 1800 Saturday. High German Bight 1029 expected Poland 1024 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking Northwarts-Era, cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming northeasterly, then veering southeasterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Viking. Wintry showers good, occasionally moderate. Southwarts-Era, westerly veering easterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 5 to 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southwest 40s, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 6 to gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 4 to 6 later, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southeast 3 to 5, sleet later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, variable 4 at first in far southeast, otherwise cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 except in far southeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, southeast becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 4 to 6, rain, moderate or poor. Shannon, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 4 later in west, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southeast 6 to gale 8, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Malin Hebrides, southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Hebrides, rain at first, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southeast 6 to gale 8, showers, moderate or good. Faroe, Faroes, east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, easterly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 5, slight drizzle, 6 miles, 1020, now falling. Stornoway, west 2, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lerwick, calm, more than 38 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Wick, southeast by south 4, 12 miles, 1022, now rising. Aberdeen, south-southwest 2, 11 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lucas, north-northeast 1, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast 4, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by east 5, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 5, 2 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast by east 4, 1022, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast 5, 5 miles, 1020, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 5, 2 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 1 mile, 1015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east-southeast 5, mist, 2 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast by south 5, 5 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Valley, northeast 1, mist, 3 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 4, mist, 3 miles, 1,021, now rising. Valentia, east 3, 14 miles, 1,013, falling more slowly. Ronaldsway, east 2, recent drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,020, now falling. Manlyn Head, east by south 2, 7 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east 4, drizzle, 1 mile, 1,020, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure near Denmark will move away as low pressure over the Atlantic moves closer to western areas of the United Kingdom. This allows occasional strong winds to develop across most areas, along with some rain or showers, which may be wintry at times in the east. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and also later in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Firth of Forth, otherwise south backing east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, then occasional rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or sleet, good, becoming moderate or poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, then occasional rain or sleet, good, becoming moderate or poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, then occasional rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeast 3 to 5, rain, fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near St David's Head, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, backing northeast in Solway Firth, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, east or southeast, 4 or 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in far northwest. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly backing easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise easterly 4 to 6. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. That completes the shipping bulletin.
Bill Nye stars as Charles Paris, the actor come amateur detective.
Tough day, Charles.
I've known better.
I need a drink and I don't mean tea.
You and me both.
A new four-part mystery.
So, how bad was your day?
Oh, you know, a lot of sitting around and then someone died.
Just don't mention murder.
It was an accident.
A fatal accident.
Charles Paris, Situation Tragedy.
They happen, admittedly more often when you're around.
From BBC Radio 4, listen now on BBC Sounds.
Bill Nye, national treasure, surely. Now on Radio 4, we're about to hang up our headphones for a few hours and hand over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with news and business matters. Over on our sister station in a moment, we continue Barbara Taylor Bradford's 1990 novel, The Women in His Life. And tonight, tragedy is visiting and Maximilian begins to make some bad mistakes. That's on Radio 4 Extra. But for me, Chris Aldridge, thank you for your company. Do have a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Good to have you with us. We're live in Tokyo and Toronto today with reaction from around the world to Donald Trump's plan to introduce reciprocal tariffs on all US imports.
Unjustified tariffs on the European Union will not go unanswered.
We'll get reaction from Ukraine's former economy minister on the Trump administration's talk of a peace deal. The US college student who raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for her dream university place.
NYU is $80,000 a year. You had to tell them yes by May 1st. I still didn't have the money.
And how a video of the elephants at San Diego Zoo posted 20 years ago grew into 14 billion videos now available on YouTube. All in Business Matters after the latest news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has held talks with the US Vice President J.D. Vance as a rift grows between the US and Europe over how to end the war in Ukraine. The prospect of a peace deal has dominated discussions at the Munich Security Conference after Donald Trump blindsided European leaders by opening negotiations with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lise Doucet is at the conference.
And it's clear that now we hear more statements from the Americans that, yes, there will be more talks, that Ukraine will be involved, that, yes, if President Putin doesn't go along with it, there will be sanctions, there will be pressure. They want to be part of the discussions to get that peace deal that President Trump has so long talked about. But when it comes to implementing this deal, when it comes to the security guarantees that Ukraine wants, the message from Washington is this is Europe's war. If Ukraine, in Americans' view, cannot join NATO, well, it's got to be European troops, European money, which helps to protect Ukraine. And Washington is adamant this won't be on America's bill.
Earlier, Mr. Vance shocked many delegates with the speech attacking European countries for what he called a retreat of fundamental values. He characterised attempts in Europe to combat online disinformation as censorship and claimed those who expressed populist views were being repressed. Mr. Vance also called for a bigger role for Europe's hardline anti-migration parties. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
J.D. Vance accused leaders in Munich
of ignoring the will of the people, claiming voters were being censored and repressed for expressing populist views and religious beliefs. European allies may be used to American lectures, especially on the need to spend more on defence, but it may have come as a surprise to hear a diatribe about democracy and media